inside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I know it's raining, not snowing, but we'll talk about snow too. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington, who, for technical reasons, is joining us by phone today. Cliff, what is in store for Western Washington?
Well, a little bit of everything. After one of the most boring winters that I can ever remember, we're going to be getting heavy rain, good snow. We'll be getting some winds that'll be gusting up to 30 to 50 miles per hour and big waves along the coast. How does that sound?
That sounds like real weather.
Today is going to be wet pretty much everywhere. The winds will be strong along the Sound, but particularly up in northwest Washington. So if you're by the San Juans, or you're by Whidbey Island, over towards Port Angeles, it's going to be very windy. And we're talking about winds gusting to 30 to 50 miles per hour. I mean, so it's pretty substantial. The other place that it's going to be windy, and particularly later on in the day, will be the coast and then the Strait of Juan de Fuca. So what's happening is a low pressure center, quite a strong one, is moving north of us. It's going to bring some warmer air initially, but air that's going to be quite full of moisture. So we'll get a lot of rain in the lowlands. A number of places, especially in the South Sound, will get an inch and a half, something like that. At the same time, it's cold enough in the mountains that there'll be substantial snow. And I think before this storm moves through, a lot of places in the mountains above 3,000 feet will get 1 to 2 feet of snow. Some places may get even more than 2 feet. So it's a pretty big snowfall.
You don't mean 2 feet of snow today and tomorrow. You mean total over how many days?
Really over one day. No, I think between Friday morning to Saturday morning, a lot of places will be getting over a foot of snow. So that is in one event.
And will that be on the passes? Is this snow that's going to stick on the roads, or is it the wet stuff?
It may start off wet, but then the air is going to get colder. So I think, you know, we're going to have snow that's going to hold for a while. The passes will have substantial snow. And if you up in the higher mountains, I mean, there's going to be 2 feet in some favored places like Mount Baker. The other thing I really want to stress is that as the low goes by, we'll not only have strong winds along the coast, and we're talking about winds that'll be gusting up to 50, maybe 60 miles per hour, but there'll be also strong winds pushing through the Strait of Juan de Fuca. I call this the Strait Surge. And this occurs as the low goes by, we have high pressure over the ocean, lower pressure inland, and there's a surge of westerly flow, westerly winds down the Strait of Juan de Fuca. I expect that to happen, and winds will get quite strong over Whidbey Island, those areas, even the southern San Juans. So that's something to watch. After the low goes by, we'll have northwesterly flow. We'll be in a showery regime, and I think our old friend, the Puget Sound Convergence Zone, will set up later tonight and into Saturday morning. So we'll see a band of precipitation north of Seattle up into Snohomish County. I think that convergence zone will be producing some fairly heavy snow on Route 2. So I expect the Route 2 ski areas, so Stevens Pass, to get a lot more snow than Snoqualmie because of the convergence zone that sets up.
And we didn't really cover the whole rest of the weekend, so Saturday day and Sunday?
Well, after the front goes through and the low goes by, we'll be in this cold northwesterly flow. So it'll be showery through much of the weekend, especially, Saturday into early Sunday. There's not going to be any really big weather, but just continuous showers. And snow will continue to pile up in the mountains, so another 6 inches perhaps. Then later on Sunday, we expect a weak disturbance, initially a warm front to move in, so the temperatures will warm up and a little bit, and we'll start getting some steadier rain late Sunday into Monday. That next system moves through. And quite frankly, there's just one after the other as we go stretching the rest of the week. We've really changed the weather pattern. We had a ridge over us, an area of high pressure over the West Coast and over the Eastern Pacific. That has basically broken down. And so now we have a strong jet stream coming across the Eastern Pacific, going thousands of kilometers, bringing one disturbance after the other. And that's what our future is for the next 4 or 5 days.
Rain in the lowlands, snow in the mountains.
That's right. And I should mention waves along the coast. These persistent strong winds will be producing waves of 25 to 30 feet as we get into Saturday and Sunday.
exciting for people on the coast. Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass studies atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to an extended version of our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.